Don was on a ghost hunt at a haunted LA Fitness, where Brad was doing CrossFit all alone. His squats opened a wormhole, and that's what led them here. To trap inside a magic studio, the adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley and Dawn.
A Mike Ganger production.
Good afternoon, America. I just want you to know that you think you have the worst boss in the world. Well, I bet your boss didn't ruin your dinner last night.
That's right.
But B. Arthur sure ruined our dinner last night.
What is she thinking?
I'm overselling a little bit. Okay, you guys, good afternoon. Hi. It's a beautiful Thursday. I had to check the computer in front of me because I forget that all the beautiful days run together. B. Arthur, our boss, sent us a text. Let me get the actual text now so that I can do my journalistic duties here.
I didn't see it until it was too late to reply.
Yeah. You 7:47 p.m. Yeah. I get a text. We were, I think, halfway through dinner. We might have actually been done with dinner at that point, now that I think about it. B. Arthur texts the following story. Headline, who is Enty Lawyer? The story behind crazy days and nights. From New York Magazine. Apple News. Click here. So that text came through. And then I was like, ooh. Okay. Truth be told, Dawn.
Yeah.
I actually had a heads up about this article because, and now I'm going to open up my Instagram here. We got some Instagram heads up. I'm sure you did. I got some from a few listeners and a couple friends who texted the very same article. And the article, as I read the headline, is all about crazydaysandnights.net purveyor Enty Lawyer. And I thought, well, here's a brand new expose we got to sit down and read.
Yeah. When I looked at it, I thought, we already know this, B. Arthur. Like, we know who he is. His name is John Nelson. What is this that's new? Then I tried to click on the article, and it said, you have already used up all of your readings for the month from Vulture.
Yeah.
And I couldn't listen to it.
Did I say Vanity Fair?
No, I think you said the New Yorker.
I said
New York.
Oh, okay.
New Yorker, yeah. So they're one and the same. And
I know New York Magazine. I think it actually appeared in New York Magazine.
Yeah, it's a parent company.
Yeah.
So I couldn't, and then I tried my laptop, and then at work I've tried three different computer stations. I haven't been able to listen to it. So I am depending on you to tell me what is the new information.
Here's the thing. I will just headline it for you. There's nothing earth-shattering in this article if you know the story.
Yeah.
But it was a fun read nonetheless. Also, Enty Lawyer, kind of a skis. But
yeah,
we knew that. Okay, let me circle back now for the audience who maybe doesn't have the awareness of Crazy Days and Nights. That's where we get our blind items from. It's a blog that's been around since 2000. I can't remember if it was 3, 4, or 5. Anyway, right about that time. And he's been doing it for that long. That's a long time to have a blog in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Or period, right? This was around the time of Ted Casablanca. This is around the time of Perez Hilton, when he was sort of at his peak. Along comes this guy who goes by the nickname Enty Lawyer. He does a blind item website. I don't know if you know this. We have a whole show within a show on our very own show here on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn called Blinded by the Item, wherein we read blind items. So the world of blind items is a huge world, especially if you love entertainment. That said, he had the website. He's been right about all sorts of stuff. Then there was a legal case last fall where he was accused of doing some heinous behavior. And we were alerted to that at just about the beginning of the year. Now,
right,
if you were deep in the weeds, you maybe had already gotten a heads up because you were paying attention. But the wider world, including us, were made aware of who Enty Lawyer's actual personality was, his actual personhood was, in about February of this year. And I think it was the Daily Beast that did a whole expose.
Right.
Now, the difference is that piece was mostly based on the lawsuit between him and a woman.
This is how his identity got revealed.
Yeah, in that lawsuit, she revealed his identity. Actually, I think his identity technically was probably could have been figured out because of a previous lawsuit, which we'll get to. That said, the story that everyone talked about in February, aka us, so if you've been with us, you kind of knew some of this. But he didn't speak directly to the person who did that piece. This piece, the one that we were alerted to last night, that's in Vulture, which, by the way, if you haven't been on vulture.com in a while, you can probably read it.
Yeah,
that's what I
did. Once a month, you can read one article. So it's on our show links page.
So last night, I actually didn't read it. I listened to it because I wanted to like do 20 other things while I was listening. And it's like a 40 minute listen. So I was like, all right, buckle in.
Yeah.
The difference about this piece and the thing that sets this piece apart, Dawn, is that the writer actually meets with NT Lawyer himself.
And interviews NT Lawyer.
Like sits down with him.
Mm-hmm.
But then she also sits down with the woman who's accused him of all sorts of heinous behavior, stalking, being creepy and gross and sexually abusive. And so to me, the writer was able to sort of tell the story person to person in a way that's not just like, oh, I read this court case,
a legal and this document. Is what this woman alleges he did to her.
Exactly.
Which, by the way, was an extramarital affair.
Well, that's what he says. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, technically it was.
Yeah, because he was married.
Because he is a married man. Anyway, so I wanted to just say that, as I said at the beginning, it's all to say this piece isn't going to be earth shattering if you knew the previous account.
Okay.
But it does paint a picture of who this guy really is. Like, who's the guy that started crazydaysandnights.net? Like, what? How does he come across? You're going to be able to form that opinion as you read through the piece because she will describe him to you.
Mm-hmm. Does she have, does the audio version have his voice?
No, it's just,
once I create a new identity on a computer to listen to it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, it literally is just somebody reading the article.
Okay, all right. Just wanted to know if we could hear his voice and see how creepy it is.
Well, you can hear his voice because we've had him on the show.
Oh!
Yeah, but
that's right.
Colleen and I interviewed him. This was around the time because the reason we all became obsessed with NT Lawyer.
Which, by the way, some people have emailed like, what are you saying? I don't know how to find, like N.T. No, it's NT
as an
entertainment lawyer. Yeah, he claimed to be an entertainment lawyer who got a lot of hot goss.
Exactly. So entertainment lawyer, just John Nelson. Entertainment Tonight, it's a real good show. But he goes by NT Lawyer. Where was I with NT Lawyer? It paints a picture. You actually see on the Vulture story, the cover is him. So you see him,
you
and he's just a guy
face.
In a polo. Like, hi. Somebody describes him that she talks to as like I can't remember the exact word, but like a shoe salesman. Just an average
an unassuming
shoe salesman.
Guy.
Unassuming is the word.
Yeah.
And so he's like, yeah, I'm fine with that because I don't like to draw attention to myself.
Yeah, it's not like you expect him to walk up in a fedora with a cane and a long coat.
But she tells the story about how he created this persona. And really, it's like anything good in Hollywood. The story is way better than the reality. So this persona that he creates for himself around this time, he's kind of struggling at life. I mean, he's just not succeeding that well. He's kind of a lawyer, but like they go to great lengths to point out like he went to a really basic law school, basically passed the bar, and then like started, you know, doing some work. He allegedly had some celebrity clients, but if he did, it was very loose and okay. Not very deep. But he creates this persona for himself that he's like this, you know, I'm a 300-pound entertainment lawyer living in my mom's basement who like has all the connections in Hollywood and knows what's going on because people are calling him. Like he tells this whole story about how he, and it's from one of his early posts, how he essentially was representing Sean Connery. And during the case that he was representing Sean Connery, he got to, I'll actually just quote what he says. This was from 2006. He claimed to have witnessed excessive drinking, cheating, a party with other aging stars in various states of undress with very young women in the middle of the night. Turns out he never represented Sean Connery.
Oh, my God.
However,
what?
The stuff that he put in that post was information that he says an acquaintance gave him who had worked with Sean Connery.
Okay, so he's just saying, I did this, when it's his friend. Yeah.
The journalist goes, can I talk to your friend? And he's like, no. So it's very...
It's like he knew a hostess at a party and she told him things.
Yeah.
That's kind of maybe what it is.
He goes, she says, when I brought this up to Nelson, he admitted he'd never, that's anti-lawyer, he admitted he'd never worked for Connery. He said he'd gotten the anecdote secondhand from a law school friend who'd worked as a gopher at an LA firm.
Oh, God.
When I asked him to connect me with a friend, he declined. He went on to say, quote, obviously, as a lawyer, I'm very big on the truth.
Okay.
He says he's never outright made items up, but sometimes publishes tips from readers that had no way to verify. So he's, again, sort of trying to have it both ways, like, believe me, because I'm connected, but I'm not really as connected as I want you to think I am.
Ah, I see, because that would not make people want to go to his site.
Maybe,
because
yeah.
I was under the impression, before any news came out about him, that he was a big-time entertainment lawyer, and nobody really knew that it was him. Except for his sources would come to him.
However,
and some celebrities that knew it was him and just thought it was fun to, you know.
However, it was creating that persona that led actual celebrities to him to give him information. Because remember, the whole reason a bunch of us figured out who anti-lawyer, found out about anti-lawyer in the first place is following Me Too. Because he did have scoops on things that nobody else knew.
Mm-hmm.
He literally was able to do reporting around Me Too, whether it was Harvey Weinstein, Matt Lauer, some other people that other major news outlets had not been able to do.
Right.
So reporting that they had been able to do, which means, again, he's creating this persona for himself. And that works to a certain extent because people believe him.
Yeah.
Give him information and then he turns around and uses it. But they are giving him that because they think he's bigger than probably he really is.
Yeah. They never said, who do you actually represent? Or did they just email the website?
Yeah. I don't know like how the sausage is made per se, but what I'm saying is it's all to say, like, it worked. Like, he creates this persona, people buy into the persona, and then he's able to continue to get information. Because if he was just some rando making stuff up, I mean, you and I could do that on any given day of the week. But if you don't give us something that's real, nobody's going to continue to read, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I think he's not living in his mom's basement. I mean, he makes money off of his
with his wife in Indio, California.
Yeah.
In a nice little desert home.
Right. So he makes money. I'm on crazydaysandnights.net right now. And there's so many ads.
A lot of Google ads. That's where he gets most of his money.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. Because, you know, I feel like he does have the money to, you know, fly. Or he did have the money to fly around to meet his girlfriend.
Well, we didn't even have time to get to her because there's the whole thing about the woman that he's with, and her last name is Crows. I don't have her first name in front of me. Anyway, the woman that he has an affair with, the way he works her is the same way he's working all of us. Like, he's selling himself as a version of himself, but then it keeps coming up short. So he's promising that he's going to divorce his wife and move to Florida, where she is living.
She was like an entertainment blogger. That's how they met. She wanted to interview him, and then he started flirting with her, and then it turned into a very bizarre relationship that had a lot of control involved.
Her and her mother met him for the first time together. Mm. So she brings her mother along the first time they met.
Okay.
And she says he looked older than in pictures he'd shared. He was like 47. Julius is her daughter's name. Okay. As they eventually learned, he was 54. Julie found him standoffish and controlling. At a restaurant, he told Crows to order a salmon salad. When the order arrived with candied pork belly, he picked each bite of pork off the plate. He didn't want her eating that, Julie recalled. He kept looking at the menu and he's like, oh, my God, I can't wait to move here. Everything here is so cheap. And I'm looking at her going, he's moving here already. So, again, he kept telling her, like, I'm going to move here. We're going to be together. He never did that. And ultimately, you know.
Yeah, there were so many other things, how he controlled her weight. And then she would always threaten, like,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
It's Dawn McClain here with Mike Marcotte from Twin Cities Live and Minnesota Live. You're on the Livia program and you've lost a lot of weight.
Dawn, thank you. Yes, I've lost over 30 pounds. I've hit my goal and I'm looking to lose about 10 more pounds here.
And how do you feel?
Oh, I feel amazing. I can bounce out of bed and get ready for the day. It feels amazing. I have more energy than I've ever had.
And you have Livia to thank for that. You go to the Roseville Center like I did. Let's talk about the support they give you.
The support at Livia is incredible because the staff are so positive. They make things obtainable. So there's not big goals that you have to achieve. It makes life so much easier when you have smaller goals to achieve instead of this big goal
yes.
that you have to get to.
Join Livia today and get your first 8 weeks free. Visit Livia.com. That's Livea.com or call 855-GO-LIVIA. And Livia is now offering GLP-1 medications. Quiet the food noise and see accelerated results by summer.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Dawn McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
One discount per household.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Dawn McClain, and this is Blinded by the Item.
Blind items are celebrity gossip with the names left out.
Together, we'll play detective to figure out what the item is telling us about our favorite celebrity. Ooh, don't we just love the shade? The shade that Buckingham Palace has with their Bucking Jam. They are trolling Meghan Markle. Don't even think anything otherwise, because they like to sort of shade her every now and then, don't you think, Bradley?
Well, I didn't think Buckingham Palace was that petty, but welcome to Petty Corner. Buckingham yeah. Palace, or should I call them Buckingham Palace, is selling, or highlighting, rather, their preserves, their yeah. strawberry preserves. Interestingly, just days after Meghan Markle sent her bougie friends some of her own homemade strawberry preserves.
It's like, good yeah, on you, Buckingham. We have jam, too. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
So anyway, hopefully we hear some more petty things in the rest of this show, Mike.
I got a ton of petty items for you. Don't worry.
We can't begin our blind items today without acknowledging the elephant in the room.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not calling any of us an elephant. but that vulture piece about crazy days and nights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean.
Yep. We're talking about NT Lawyer, the real NT Lawyer, who, you know, was anonymous for a while until he got his hands caught in the cookie jar.
Well, That's a way of putting it.
That is an old school way of saying he had an affair.
A really skeezy affair, actually. And Vulture did this whole piece sort of unmasking him, even though he's been unmasked before. But if you love blind items, and you do, because you wouldn't be watching this YouTube channel or listening to us on the radio or downloading our podcast.
Which you do all of those things.
Which hopefully you do and you like and subscribe and tell all your friends about. But in addition to that, you're going to want to read that Vulture piece. And assuming you don't have a subscription to Vulture, you can at least download like one article a month. So make it that one and you will be rewarded. It is a very interesting insight into the guy behind Empty Lawyer, who he really is as a person. And it may or may not change your opinions about it, but it will give you a bird's eye view into how he's been making the sausage of blind items for the last 20 some years. Yeah. Almost 20 years, I should say.
Yeah, and then that's the last time we'll talk about sausage with him. Okay.
Ew, why? Sausage.
Anyway, well, how about them blind items?
Yeah, we're not going to talk about how I make the sausage of these blind items you're about to
hear.
Yeah,
no, so let's get see, it that's just called Magic Mike. Hey, Magic Mike!
This is our Magic Mike.
All right, let's do it. Let's do some blind items today. Let's start things off with this one. No, despite the recent rumors, the foreign-born former A-list model will not be going back to contract relationships. She's got a pretty great deal where anytime the former A-plus list athlete wants to hang out, they do.
Is this a Tom Brady girlfriend?
And Giselle?
Who he hangs out with, which is Irina Shayk.
Irina Shayk. Apparently, there are some stories recently that she's looking for a new boyfriend. She's on the prowl.
I'm sure it won't be difficult for her to find one.
This is true. But according to the blind items, that's probably not going to be happening. She, of course, is the mother of a child with Bradley Cooper, and she also is, I guess, the girlfriend on demand for Tom Brady right now, if you believe the blind items.
Girlfriend on demand. I like that.
I mean, you know, look, they understand the beauty and the importance of a publicationship more than anyone, but they also are human beings at the end of the day and like their parts to be tingled.
Oh, God.
The tingling parts.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that too much for you, Dawn?
I wasn't expecting it. That's what she said.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, no, I guess I'm just saying I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Ring, 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 ring. Do you want your parts to tingle with me?
Okay. That's how they do it. In a million years, do you ever need to do that again?
Why don't you call up your wife and say that and see what she says.
Please
report back.
We'll wait. You can just put her on speaker.
Oh, my.
She'd probably cuss and say what
I don't know what you guys get up to.
I don't know.
It's true.
She likes dirty talk.
How about some blind items?
Let's do another blind item here as we will move on to this one. No one should be surprised by the reaction of this foreign-born singer when asked about his ex. She knows all of the horrible things about him, which is, and he does not want the world to know any of those. So they've got an unspoken agreement to play nice.
Oh.
Foreign-born singer and her ex?
No one should be surprised by the reaction of this foreign-born singer and his ex. She knows all of the horrible things about him, which he doesn't want the world to know. So they've got an unspoken agreement to play nice.
Foreign-born singer.
Mm-hmm. And an ex.
And there's some shady stuff.
Shenanigans?
Is the ex famous?
Yes.
As a singer?
Yes.
Is this...
It's not like Rihanna or something.
It isn't. No.
Bieber and Selena?
It is not.
Well, I drew on myself.
That'd be good. You drew on yourself?
Yeah.
On that nice shirt?
I know.
Oh, no.
What's happening?
With ink?
Yeah.
Oh.
I dropped my pen and it flew this way and went...
It's okay. Just put some Murphy's oil soap on it.
I don't have any together. Of that.
We'll get you some.
Do you have any?
Wood soap. Let's see. Yeah. Who else could this be?
Foreign-born singer.
No one should be surprised by the reaction of this foreign-born singer when asked about his ex. She knows so many horrible things about him that he doesn't want the world to know. So they've got an unspoken agreement to play nice. A light bulb just went off.
Is it Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello? Oh.
You were really proud of that answer. The light bulb just broke. It was probably a fluorescent or a incandescent one, which you're not supposed to use anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay, but is he Canadian?
No.
Is he a Brit? Oh, yes. I just got a mind meld with...
Magic Mike?
No, with my good friend Alex, who actually just sent a message.
And it's not a mind meld, that's cheating. Yeah, cheating.
It's not cheating. Do you not want the answer? I'll pretend I don't know.
Who's your friend?
Go ahead.
Alex.
Oh.
Is she one who likes to shake it off? And is he similar to me in one very specific way, like perhaps the year I was born?
Oh, his group? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maddie Healy.
There you go.
And?
T-Swift.
Yes!
You got it. Nicely done. We got to the finish line. Nobody should be surprised by Maddie Healy's reaction when asked about Taylor Swift. She knows all the horrible things about him and doesn't want the world to know. So they've got an unspoken agreement to make sure they play nice.
Good job, Alex. I wouldn't have gotten there. I mean, because I don't think about...
Yeah.
Like Taylor Swift, like, what does she care about Matt Healy?
Yeah, I thought, but, you know, he's so much lower than her on the list. But if he looks bad, she looks bad. Kinda, right?
Correct.
Like, the more that comes out about him, the more they'll go, why did you do that?
Yeah, exactly.
Why did you do him?
Oh.
I mean, yeah. Come on.
Yeah, this, of course, is following.
I said tingles and you got offended, so.
I didn't get offended. I just thought it was funny.
This, of course, following up the story that he was approached by photographers and asked, what do you think of the tortured poets department diss tracks about you? And I love how he said, I haven't listened yet. Well, no, he even made it sound like, oh, I haven't listened to all of it or something, or I have. He made some little comment that was like, so you have listened to some.
But and, just not the good stuff.
Just apparently not. I don't believe that. I think he got the same notification I did that he was in the first 10% to listen to that album.
Oh. It's very likely.
I have a hard time believing he didn't listen to
it. Oh my gosh. See, if it was me, I'd just be like, I'm not listening at all. I don't need this. This has been too much attention.
To any of the album, or would you just pick and choose?
Me?
Like, so if she was right, like if you were Matt
Healy,
any
of it,
and there was a song that you knew was probably about you, would you just stay away from that track, or you'd stay away from all the tracks?
I'd stay away from all of it because I need to move on with my life, because now I'm a huge sleazeball to the world and I need to move on.
Yeah.
So
unless you're like, hey, thanks for putting me in.
Unless he has like a, I don't know, some type of a masochistic.
Yeah, or he's just grateful for the PR.
Ew.
Any good or any news is good news.
I don't think so.
I'd be super petty and I'd be like, you know that one about Travis and her, The Alchemy? I love that track. And thank you, Amy. That is so good.
Yeah.
You know, like just hammer all of them that aren't about him.
Yeah. I don't even know which ones are about him.
They're like, what's that song again? And or they, you know, they bring up the one that's about him and he's like, is that on the album?
The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, I'm pretty positive, is about him.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Listen to that one if you want to learn a little bit about Maddie Healy.
Okay.
All right, let's do another one here as we roll through the blind items today. This B-list reality star offspring is lying about the weight loss drug use, but instead decided to just throw her higher on the list mother under the bus because everyone hates her anyway.
Ooh. B-list reality star offspring.
Mm-hmm. Lying about weight loss drug use, but instead decided to just throw her higher on the list mother under the bus because, hey, everyone hates her anyway.
Is this Sharon Osbourne and Kelly Osbourne?
Yep. She got there.
She got there quickly, nicely done. Kelly Osbourne recently asked about her 85-pound weight loss, and she said, I changed my diet, ate better, and lost all the weight, according to the blind item. She might be lying about that fact and instead just deflected it to the fact that her mother used it. And
yeah, which she's been open about that.
She has been open about it as well. So, yeah.
Okay, well, whatever, you know.
Such a fascinating narrative in Hollywood.
Don't look
Thanks,
here.
Guys.
Look over there.
Well, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Let's move on. Quick and easy one there. Let's do another one. The relationship is finally coming to an end for this A-minus list actress and partner. Despite the latest update, they have finally realized that they have wrung out every drop of PR they could from it, and neither have been faithful for almost the last year, so it's pretty much run its course. That's
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
Stop getting them right so quickly.
Good job.
I'm just kidding.
Oh,
he's like,
nicely done.
I'm gonna run out of blind items
sorry,
again.
You're gonna have to call
up
NT Lawyer and see if he's got something left over for us.
Oh God.
The relationship is finally coming to an end. For you nailed it, by the way. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. They of course have had this very toxic relationship back and forth, and it sounds like they finally realized that, you know what, we've probably run our course with this, and we haven't been faithful with each other for a long time anyway.
Yeah, but the last headline I saw was like, he's decided he's not going to say anything negative about her, even though they've decided to go their own way. And I'm like, I don't buy any of this. You two, yeah, despite what the blind would like us to believe, I don't think they're over with each other yet, whether they're actually together or not.
I saw an article where that I was delighted by because I thought, oh, I'm thinking of him in a way that's funny that doesn't have anything to do with Megan Fox. And somebody on a podcast asked him to name three negative things about Taylor Swift. And he was like, I'm not doing that. He's like, are you crazy? What do you want all the Swifties to come after me? And there is nothing negative about her.
Yeah.
And then went on to say how great she is and how nice she is to him. And like, I'm like, I just laugh because he was like, I'm not that stupid.
Yeah.
You know.
And clearly not, because that would not be a
yeah.
That would not be a good move.
Exactly.
Well, what do you think about Taylor Swift, Dawn?
I think Taylor Swift is talented. She is she's probably an alien because she's so talented.
Oh my God. Please, I mean, in the comments on YouTube, alien lovers, tell us what you really think.
It really is like otherworldly. Her discipline, her tenacity. Her just like, I don't know how someone has. I mean, I know her workout routine now. I read about that the other day, which is insane. Her trainer said that it would make most people throw up.
Yeah.
And
she's
that
superhuman.
She, before the tour, would run on the treadmill and sing the whole concert running.
Wow.
That's the shape she wanted to be in. And so she would never have to think, because then it's a mind-body thing you're creating.
She's the equivalent of a professional athlete, right?
She really is. Yeah, definitely. And she didn't want to have to think too hard about the lyrics. She wanted to be able to get through it with energy and also not, you know, have moments where she didn't remember stuff. So she wanted it to be in her body and in out of her mouth.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you saw the Eras Tour show or the concert video, she had to not only do everything you just said, but then in that, she also had to know where all the cameras were and be able to look in the right spot at the right time and the direction that took place. That thing should have won all of the awards. It was unbelievable how they were able to find a way to put that together as one big concert.
It's an inspiration.
So good.
Yes.
All right, let's move on and do another blind item here. Giving some great PR at the end was a nice bonus for the Barely There celebrity. It's usually a little bit more than this A-lister does for his contract relationships.
Bradley, you know this one.
Mm-hmm. Is this the Ryan Seacrest story?
Yes, it is.
Sorry, I was going to try to drag it out.
No, you didn't need to. It was straightforward. Yeah, you guys got this one. Of course, we're talking about the ex of Ryan Seacrest. Apparently got some really good PR at the end of the relationship. He gave nice, kind parting words, maybe.
Like, it's so clear that this was a publicationship. I don't know what really went on behind the scenes with those two, but the fact that it was like the way it read, and I don't have the exact words in front of me, but it was something to the effect of like, we've both decided to, you know, move on, and we still, oh gosh, I wish I could think of the words, like
just the generic.
Proactively, positively support each other in whatever direction we both end up in. Like, could you just not?
It's a 3-year contract.
Yeah.
That's what he has, 3-year contract.
Yeah, like you both have to say you love each other.
Yeah, because you didn't have any feelings for each other to begin with, so it's not hard to separate.
Exactly. It's the same thing that Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes did.
Yeah.
We just decided we were better off as friends.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You know what I liked about their contract, though, that I noticed by just looking at pictures?
Of the contract?
No, of them together, is that in the contract, there was nothing that said you can't wear high heels because she towers over him in pictures.
Okay.
And I'm like, thank God the contract didn't say you have to be my height.
That's smart.
Because
I
she's
like
slightly
it.
Taller than him anyway. And then she would wear like 6-inch stilettos.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. And I liked her shoes, but I wouldn't be able to wear them because they'd hurt my feet.
good luck to her. She's going to be just fine.
Yes,
she'll be
able
to afford all sorts of
And she'll be able to have, like, whatever she does in life. Is she a model? Is she an actress? She'll just have more opportunities now. Because it's always a good thing to have that contract with Ryan Seacrest, because then you actually have a career.
Yeah.
After. And he's called me now. I just want to let you know. So I'm the next.
Mm. Oh, wow. You're next in line? That's awesome.
Yep,
what does
I
your
am.
Thank boyfriend
you.
Think of that?
Well, it doesn't matter because it's just a contract.
So he's fine with it.
He loves it.
But
he's like, bring in the money,
it.
Honey.
You told us about it. You're not supposed to tell us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We'll
First rule of the contract. Don't talk about the contract.
We can't upload that to the YouTube channel, Mike.
Okay, I'll just edit
that out. Yeah.
Okay. Aubrey Page, by the way, is...
Aubrey turning the page.
Yes, she is. She's turning the page and moving on. We're turning the page and moving on as well to another blind item. They're not that blind today, apparently. They're pretty straightforward. Let's do
it's
another
a beautiful
one here.
Day.
It is. They're rolling through them. We're crushing it. I love how, or it's funny how this A-minus list actor and former co-star have the world convinced that everything was fake. Well, if it was so fake, then why did the actor's girlfriend break off their relationship? And why did the boyfriend of the actress not speak to her for a month?
Oh. A-minus list actor co-star.
And former co-star, yes. So we got two people here.
Okay.
It's fun how the A-minus list actor and former co-star trying to have the world convinced that their love was fake. If it was so fake, then why did the actor's girlfriend break off their long relationship? And why did the boyfriend not talk to the actress for over a month?
It's not Mindy Kaling and her...
It is not.
Co-star slash boyfriend,
so
baby daddy.
So they said it was fake?
Uh-huh.
Well, this should be obvious.
Oh, Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell.
Oh, yes!
That's
yes!
correct. They are now trying to, and yes, I'll give you another ding there for the other
ding,
half
ding,
of
ding.
That. According to the blind item, again, we're now hearing, and they're kind of opening up about the marketing campaign around the movie Anyone But You.
Yeah.
You know, the movie what that is about a publationship.
Yeah.
Because Much Ado About Nothing.
Yeah, they took us on a ride, told us they were taking us on a ride, mm-hmm. and then it was like, are you taking us on a ride? And is maybe that the fake out with the taking us on, but you're still with the thing?
Yeah.
So what now?
So now they're claiming that, haha, we gotcha. We're so good. You guys believed our fake relationship was real.
Right.
Although the blind items have been saying that as part of their press junkets, they were actually staying in the same room. The significant other of Sydney Sweeney. We're no longer talking to each other. The fiance of Sydney Sweeney and her weren't talking to each other. And of course, Glenn Powell, who had a long-term relationship as well, that ended during that ad campaign.
I know.
So,
that was the biggest thing that's like, well.
So, yeah.
I don't know. Blind
it's
items
like,
want us to believe it
what,
was real.
So basically, it's like, our story is, we gotcha.
Yeah.
But actually, we
didn't. We got you.
You were got.
We know you.
But we're not sure who's doing who.
They're doing each other.
Or I think that was, yeah.
Maybe.
And then Sydney Sweeney said to her fiance, it's just for the movie.
Yes. So they're lying to everybody.
Yeah, they are. Well, hope it was good.
But they're beautiful.
Yeah.
She has nice qualities.
I don't know how it could be bad with those two. I mean,
Which
you said
two?
I hope it was good. And I'm just saying
I
with those
you meant
two.
Her two.
The movie was good. I really like the movie.
I thought you were bringing up Carol Baum.
No.
Carol.
Remember Carol?
Carol
How's
Baum.
Carol doing? Carol Baum was the woman who didn't like Sydney Sweeney, thought she was ugly and can't act.
Yeah. Which if you want to say she can't act, I'm fine because you're a producer. And if that's your opinion, fine. But to say that she's ugly, like what? Where are you?
Well, Carol's now apologizing and off to jail.
Jail.
She's been arrested. Yeah, you can't.
It's celebrity jail.
Yeah, it's celebrity jail. They have that. It's in Palm Springs.
Yeah, it's very difficult then.
Yeah.
Let's do another one. Here's rolling through the blind items today.
They don't get brunch.
We'll move on to this one here. This actor, who was married to a man, is now back with his longtime female partner.
What?
An actor previously married to a man is now back with his longtime female
That's
partner.
Like a reverse.
Is this anything what? To do with that? Those guys that Kim Kardashian married?
Oops, the ding was very
Gage.
Soft.
Oh yeah,
but
Armstrong.
The ding is real.
Armstrong?
No.
Lucas Gage.
Gage
and Christian. hairstylist.
Christian hairstylist. The Lord closer to.
Yeah, his name is?
Your high hair.
Kim Kardashian's hairstylist.
You got it!
And he's with a woman now?
Lucas Gage is rumored to be with a woman now. His longtime girlfriend, ex. By the way, Appleton is the other side of that blind you were looking
tasty.
For.
Yeah.
His ex-girlfriend.
You knew it was tasty.
It's apple. Had apple in it. His longtime girlfriend, Lucas Gage.
Emma Dumont, I believe, is his long girlfriend, time girlfriend that he is apparently back together with.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
There are
good
people
luck to
that
them.
Are bisexual.
Well, that
there.
Is true. We shan't forget that it is a rainbow.
Yes.
Apparently, experiences.
Apparently, one of his early first public relationships was with Claudia Slowiski, who is now dating singer Phineas.
Oh, Phineas.
Billie Eilish's brother?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
That's interesting. Fun facts when you Google certain things. But, of course, we're talking about Lucas Gage of Euphoria, White Lotus, Fame was in a bunch of shows.
Billie Eilish has that whole thing. And is it Rolling Stone?
Yes.
Where she just woke up one day and realized she wanted her face in a very particular spot.
Yeah. She has a new song called Lunch, all about it.
She also has another new song. That I guess I can't play any songs out here. I wanted to. It's by the Divinals. You can look it up.
Right. Oh, but yes.
Yeah.
Might get to that.
Touch yourself.
We might get that on. Get to that later on. But there you go. You guys got a whole bunch of blind items. Let's do one more quick one here and see if you can get it. I'm guessing you can because you guys have been cruising today.
Crushing
How about
it.
This last one? The ex of a former talk show host is hoping that by saying some nice things about her. The people in charge will forgive all the horrible things he did and maybe also forgive the six-figure debt that he owes the former host.
Ex of a former talk
show
host.
Is this Wendy Williams' ex-husband?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
You remember his name?
Nope.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes?
His name
you can do it.
Is, let's see, ex. Give me a hint.
Is it a plain name that's like Bill, Bob, Steve type
nope.
of a name? Okay.
It's, I'm trying to think of a way to describe it. It's something that you do if you go out looking for animals to shoot.
Hunt. Yeah,
Goodwill
Kevin
Hunting.
Hunter.
Kevin Hunter is the correct answer.
Because her son is Kevin Hunter Jr.
There you go. Yes, according to the blind items, though, it sounds like he is trying to do whatever he can to talk nice about her. And maybe, just maybe, her guardian will, or her the people in charge will forgive all those horrible things he did to her.
Nope.
And also forgive that six-figure debt that apparently he owes her still.
No. Good luck to you, sir.
I don't like that.
I mean, there's people around her at this point. I don't feel like that's going to happen.
No, probably. They're like, we want some of that money, too.
Yeah, so. Or that guardian lady who, I don't trust her.
Yeah, we don't even know what she looks like or where she lives.
Or if she's a human. Maybe she's like that
Maybe
other
she's
lady. She's
anti-lawyer.
An alien.
Lawyer. Who knows?
Could be.
I doubt it.
I just thought in the documentary it was really weird whenever like the people that were primarily in her circle would call the guardian because the guardian knew all about the documentary. And they would call up and say, hey, can we do this with her? Can we take Wendy here? Can we do this? And she would answer, like, we didn't hear her voice, but they were in contact with her. And then the day before the documentary came out, she's like, oh, she has dementia. And
well, yeah,
because
they
wrong
knew
to
that they were
going to
make, they were going to ask questions about her and who had control of her money. Always follow the money. And Blinded by the Item. If you have not subscribed to our podcast, wherever you get podcasts or the YouTube channel, make sure you do so because your subscriptions mean we have a job. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new crop of juicy bits of gossip with the names left out. We call it
Blinded by the Item.
Bye.
Where talk is fun.
It's a laugh riot.
My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Hey, my talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at Dakota Dental. Right down in Apple Valley. Super convenient to the metro. Waiting for you. In fact, somebody just asked me this morning. It was Steve. He goes, did you get some work done to your smile? Great job. I said, yes, Steve. I got a dental implant and a couple crowns on either side. It was actually the perfect opportunity. I'd had a dental emergency where a tooth cracked and it was an old crown. That crown couldn't be replaced effectively so that it would, you know, be there for a long time. And they said, you know what? You should think about a dental implant. I knew nothing about dental implants, but I'm so grateful that I was with Dakota Dental because they truly are the dental implant specialists in Minnesota. So, and frankly, you don't have to take my word for it. Head to the website, read all about dental implants. If you have questions, you can ask me about my experience, but I'd prefer you just reach out directly to Dakota Dental. They'd be happy to answer whatever your dental questions are. Head to DakotaDental.com today, and don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
Scott here, your Aquarius Home Services and